Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast Season 3. Oh, my gosh. We've been doing this for 3 years now. Got to get out of here. Well, technically, two. And we're on the third one, so we're almost on our way to the third year of Gotham Talk. This is amazing. I cannot believe it. We are back. It's been a long summer, guys. I don't know how you guys have been doing, but the movies have been keeping me rolling. Cannot wait for another exciting episode of Gotham for next week, but we got a great introduction to Killer Croc and, of course, Fish Mooney and the Penguin. Puts a bounty of $1 million on Fish Mooney, dead or alive. We saw Edward Nygma working with the Penguin, and then really great stuff. I mean, this was the episode they needed to start with, because we all read the rumors this summer about Poison Ivy becoming, you know, they changed the casting to an older, more seductive lady that we, of course, remember in the comics. And there's kind of a little uproar on the geek world, and they were not too happy that they were going to switch it up and sexualize that character right away. And what's the meaning of this? And how are they going to do that? It's going to be really awkward. But guess what? It worked. One of Fish Mooney's minions that could make people really old, or, you know, older than what they are, is the key to all of this. And, I mean, come on. For the writers, that is awesome. Great way to introduce that character and also a new version of Poison Ivy. All right, cool. We're live right now for the next, 25 minutes. So if you want to call in and talk about Gotham, or especially this week's episode that aired on Monday. So if you are listening, you can feel free to call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. We're going to have a party. It's Friday night. Let's see who's on the line here. Oh, it looks like it's my co-host from Florida. Who is this?
Hey, it's Commissioner Matt Gordon. Nice. Oh, my gosh. What a long summer. I mean, dude, it took forever for Gotham to come back.
Matt, before we go into the episode, I want to ask you, how did you keep your love of Gotham alive this summer? How did you keep that abroad?
Well, I just kept watching the repeats and kept on trying to think here. I saw the trailer when Comic-Con came around. And
that was a good one, right?
My movies. Yeah, I kept myself busy over the summer. I went and saw movies. Time went fast. What do you know?
It finally flew by so fast. And we're, you know, one day after the first day of fall. So, I mean, summer's definitely over. This is now the fall season.
Yep, I can't.
All right, cool. So let's talk about Better to Reign in Hell as the title of this episode one of season three of Gotham. What a great way to introduce Fish Mooney back into the Gotham world. Are we happy, Matt, that she's back, or what do you think? Do you have any thoughts
on
that?
Not really. I mean, I'm not that excited she's back. I mean, I do like the way she has the power of mind control and all that. But I like more Barbara gang a lot better. Barbara and Butch and that other gang. Man, Barbara was insanely total crazy in the episode.
She knows how to
turn
it up, right?
Yeah, she does. I mean, I was watching it, I go, oh, Lord, not this again. Seriously? I thought we were done with Barbara. It's like she's one of those bad guys that you want to hate. So
that won't go away.
No. And then Gordon, when he went and saw Lee, I thought he was going to go be a father and be with Lee. And then all of a sudden,
that
he has
weird.
A new man and a new wife. That was very sad. But boy, Gordon was all the way in the episode. And then from the
He had his ups and downs, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes. It was such a great episode. Penguin, oh my gosh, right in the opening scene, Penguin was so damn epic. I mean, goodness.
He is rising to the Penguin we all know and love.
Yes. Yes. And then Penguin.
All right,
and,
so let me read you really quick the synopsis, man. That way the people listening can know what we're talking about. So in this week's episode, it's titled Better to Reign in Hell. 6 months after the last sighting of Fish Moody, Lee has moved on and has a new man in her life, while Gordon becomes a bounty hunter to track down the Arkham Asylum escapees. Now let's talk about that, Matt. Future Commissioner Gordon is also a bounty hunter tracking the Arkham Asylum escapees. Doesn't that sound like an awesome video game?
Yeah, it would be. If you play as Jim Gordon,
it would be cool
if you could play as Jim Gordon and solve the cases.
Batman shows up when you turn on the bat signal or something.
Yeah, and then
awesome
maybe you
game.
Could switch off the Batman. That was so cool. Like in the Arkham Knight game, there's a part of the game where you do play as Gordon when you walk through this Joker-like prison. That game is incredible.
I haven't played that. It is amazing.
Yet.
I should get it, right? I haven't played that.
Yeah, I got a PS4 on my birthday, and my mom got me for it.
How many Batman Arkham games do they have?
Just four, and then they're coming out with Batman Arkham VR.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to get that? Because I know you have a PlayStation 4.
Well, I got to have enough cash to get a virtual reality headset, but I heard they were...
How much do those go for?
I don't know. I think I saw Batman VR for like $19.99 at GameStop, but I don't know how much
the
VR goggles are. Like the VR, because I guess you have to buy that separately, or I don't know.
Pretty
but I thought the episode itself was such a great episode. It was so good. And even what's going on with that clone Bruce Wayne? That was insane.
Yeah, with the long hair. I know. They're just giving us a little tidbit, you know, the little piece of the iceberg that I'm sure it's bound to unravel. Okay, so let's continue here on the synopsis. So the Penguin puts a million dollar bounty on the Fish Moody, dead or alive. He visits Nigma and feels the fish has an ulterior motive. Gordon, with the help of an enthusiastic reporter, Valerie Vale. Is that supposed to be Vicky Vale?
Yeah, that's what I thought, because you see her on the news in the Arkham games.
When I heard Vale,
you see her,
especially with me, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, and then
all right, track down Strange's assistant, Ethel Peabody, but who is captured and killed by Fish. Now, Mrs. Peabody, we got to give her a moment of silence, Matt.
No,
she's long
I'm happy
now.
She's dead. Yeah, she's not gone. I didn't like her at all in season two.
I remember you didn't like her.
No, not so much in season two. She was so weird. But then we're going to learn that Doctor Strange is alive. Strange. He's coming back.
Definitely coming up.
He's locked
up somewhere.
All right,
Matt, we have a new caller calling into the podcast. We're live right now, so if you're listening to us, call in at 347-637-3821. Oh, no, they left. Oh, man. Okay. But you can call back. I was about to pick up on you, so if you're listening, call back. Call back! Right, Matt?
Or it probably might be Joe or Francesco.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't recognize the number, so I'm sure it was someone else. All right. A suspicious Ivy spy is on them. It's caught. Fish orders her killed, ignoring Selena's protest, but she runs and falls down in a sewage pipe, but not before being touched by one of Fish's monsters, the one who can drain the youth out of a person. Bruce and Alfred return to Gotham in a meeting with the board of directors, Bruce threatens to expose their wrongdoings unless he gets a face-to-face talk with the person who was in charge of Strange. The court sends Talon to Wayne Manor, and he kidnaps Bruce Wayne. While the mysterious doppelganger Bruce Wayne is lurking around Gotham City. Now, remember, I think he's a clone that Hugo made, isn't he?
Yeah, like maybe when Bruce and Fox were there. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That was at the very end.
Yeah. So he's the clone that escaped at the very end with the others.
Yeah, I wonder if he could be like a promo man bat or tease for Batman.
Ooh, that'd
be
great.
Very interesting.
Okay, so what do you think of Killer Croc? We haven't even touched that part yet.
Oh, that was awesome. I thought that was a great scene. I was screaming at my TV.
Great introduction to that character, right?
Yes. Yeah, and they're like about to close
the drugstore. The very first.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. I mean, Croc, I mean, I did like Killer Croc and Suicide Squad, but the way they made him in Gotham was so awesome.
It was so good. And I'm glad that they went a different way than the film. So that's a thumbs up to the creators and the writers for creating a different Croc and not, you know, sticking to like the movies. It's great to get a little bit of variety between each property. All right, Matt, so let's get down to business. What was your favorite scene in this week's episode of Better to Reign in Hell on Gotham?
Well, I have to say I did love the opening scene with Killer Croc, and I did like the scene
that
Penguin.
Was mine.
Yeah, and then when Penguin walks into the GCPD and announces to the world that Fish Mooney is alive, and the way he acts, man, I mean, the guy who plays Penguin is just so good. And then Barbara, of course, her scenes were crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
And then Alfred and Bruce, those scenes were cool when Alfred was fighting off the guy who kidnapped Bruce.
Like, every single time, Alfred is kicking ass. He's kicking ass.
Yes.
You gotta have a kick-ass Alfred scene.
Yes, that was awesome. I mean, I just love all those scenes with Alfred and Bruce. And it was just such a great episode, good way to bring it back. And I don't still know about what Fish Mooney's planning. She wants an army like her, but I think she's going to die again.
Yeah, I think her lifespan
isn't
that long.
No.
Yeah, especially after now the Penguin, how he's after her now.
Yep. I'd love to see another fight between Penguin and, Fish Mooney. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, what do you think they have in store for Edward Nygma?
I think he's getting close on becoming the Riddler. Remember, he gave that puzzle to Penguin, and he opened it up, and it was saying that when we remember Penguin eat fish.
Yes. I love
that
scene. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to bring that scene where he makes an origami of a penguin.
Yeah. That was so cool.
My name is Oswald. Remember he even corrected him?
Yeah, that was so good. I just loved the Penguin through the entire episode. If there's any the episode he had, it would have to be this one.
Yeah. And what a great start. It's like we didn't have a break, almost.
No, I mean, like, a few of the episodes in season 2 were all right. But then, man, the season premiere, I think season 3 is going to be a huge one. It's just, I just wish it could be a part of the big crossover this year with Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and The Legends of Tomorrow. I just wish that.
Oh, are you kidding? My head would explode.
Yeah. Especially if Gordon ever meets Lance, Gordon meets the Green Arrow, and all of them. I mean, they could put time travel in the mix. I mean, come on. They could jump it up a notch on Gotham. Yeah, I mean, they can time travel on Gotham, and as Bruce Wayne is old now and he's Batman, I mean, I kind of have a feeling the show is going to end like with the bat signal or Bruce Wayne becoming Batman. I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah, it does at
it
some point. Because we got the Batcave. I mean, we got the freaking Batcave. That part was awesome at the end of season one. And I just think Gotham is really a great show. And I just can't wait for more episodes. Especially I heard that Jerome's going to be coming back. Yes.
Who?
Jerome, the kind of like Joker we got when he was in.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was also at Arkham. Or at, what they call it? Not Arkham, but underneath.
Court of Owls.
Yeah.
Galavan's dumb. Yeah, all that. I thought it was a great season premiere.
So do you think it's
going to
get muddy with the Court of Owls now that they've introduced them in this episode as
well? Yeah, it might. I wonder why they took Bruce Wayne.
Remember how Galavan's
the
whole witchcraft and all that brotherhood and whatever? That was kind of weak.
Yeah, that was a bit weak. And the whole scenes with Kat, those were dumb. And Kat's involved with Fish now, and she's kind of starting to become Catwoman, and those scenes were kind of dumb with her. And I think Firefly is going to be coming back, too. Firefly?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember one of the episodes of season two, Kat found her in Arkham, and she came back to fight Kat, and I just can't wait at some point till we get Batman on the show to fight Firefly. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would. Because, you know, there's a great way to have those two characters. You know, Firefly, she deserves another break. And, you know, she didn't get to, shall we say, spread her wings or her flame. Her scenes were very, very contrived. She had once that scene where she was attacking Catwoman. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great episode.
Cool. So, yeah, it was a great episode and a great introduction to season three of Gotham.
And then
hopefully
this Monday we'll get to look at Poison Ivy. I can't wait for Poison Ivy to see how she becomes that.
Me too. That's going to be very interesting.
It's going to be way better than crappy Batman and Robin Poison Ivy. Way better.
Oh, you weren't a fan of Uma Thurman?
No, that one sucked. I hardly even watch those anymore.
A lot of people
do. Nah. All right. I thought it was a great episode. Good to be back on the show. I cannot wait for more Gotham.
So what do you think the writers are going to take Gotham into season three? What are your thoughts or what have you read?
I didn't read anything, but I'm hoping there could be a time jump into the future when we finally see Bruce Wayne becoming Batman. I mean, there's still going to be so much stuff going on for Bruce Wayne to become Batman.
Oh, in season three?
I hope so. It's just a theory, though. And
okay.
I saw something that a fan of Comic-Con said, would it be possible to get Gotham's Bruce Wayne on Arrow? And they said no.
Oh, just flat out?
Yeah, for Oliver to train him, but that's not going to happen. But I would like to see Ra's al Ghul come to Gotham at some point. And Talia al Ghul, since we saw her in Legends of Tomorrow. And plus, we got a female Joker coming too, which could be Barbara at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what's going to happen with Barbara. I just thought it was a great episode.
Well, they,
it was,
they said that last season that she would be the next Joker, but I'm like, it ain't going to happen because she's just cray cray.
She is. She was a bit cray cray with her evil laugh in the episode. I thought it was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the way she plays her, she does.
I'm like, this lady
job.
is really, it's like the actress is really into it.
as she is. She does a great job. All the actors did a great job in this week's Gotham. I cannot wait for more.
Yeah, it was great, you know, recapping the episode, and that's what we do here at Gotham Talks Podcast every week. Probably it's going to be Fridays when we do pretty much all of the podcasts, so join us next Friday for the next Gotham episode. We'll be live at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday, and then coming up next, we're going to do DC Films Talk, so if you're a fan of DC Films, head on over to DCFilmsTalk.com, on Twitter and also on Blog
sure
Talk
will.
Radio. So do a search of DC Films Talk. All right, Matt, so if you have any last words for Gotham, now is the time.
No, I thought it's a great series, and at first I didn't think I enjoy it so much. I thought it was a great series, great show. All right, man, talk on DC Films Talk.
Yeah, meet you over there, and thank you again, sir, for always calling in. Really appreciate discussing you
no
with you the episode. It's a lot of fun, and time just flies, dude.
It does. I mean, it's crazy. I can't wait for October. Jeez.
Me
too. Me
too. All right, man.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Yep.